Dave Fanning on 2FM.
Now, the Cormac I'm talking to here is a Mr. Cormac Jennings, who's married to Sharon Sweeney, and the two of them together have come up with this thing. Okay, because like everybody's bursting to soak up some live music again. Lots of interest in both established events, newcomers to the festival scene. These two are newcomers to the festival scene. Hopefully they'll be around for many years to come. It's the Livestock Festival in County Galway, I kid you not. It's set on an idyllic family farm, the townland of Liskelly near Ockram. And it's near Ockram, isn't it? It is, yeah. And it's basically, basically what is it? So listen, Cormac, the festival was born from an unusual idea, wasn't it?
It was, Dave. We got married. We ran this event in 2019, and we got married in the middle of the festival. It was designed as a celebration of that union. So it was a full blown wedding festival, and it was so awesome at that time that we decided to run it again.
Hold on a second, I'm going to stop you there. What's a full blown wedding festival when it's at home?
Well, the full-blown wedding festival is—I'll tell you—the main inspiration for this was the amazingly beautiful farm that was left to me that I'm taking care of, and just the way the landscape is set out. I've always wanted to do a big party or something on this. The focal part of the front field is—we used to call it the Mount—and it's a big high hill with a level top and a load of big beech trees all around it, and getting married was the ideal opportunity to have that big party. And we ran it as a real festival. I think we had 10 or 11 bands. It ran with camping, and there was activities and workshops and stuff. And it was a full-on festival.
And it was all built around your nuptials, if that's the right word. And basically you had somebody to help you to say, look, we know how to put on a festival and we'll all do it together.
This was the thing. A friend of mine, when we came up with the idea, I got in touch with a friend of mine, Barra O'Flania. He used to be involved in the running of the Secret Village Festival in Balladreen. And I told him what we were thinking and that we'd need help because I'm just a farmer. So I didn't know anything about running festivals. And he came down, took a look at the site and said, oh yeah, you run a festival here, man. And he came fully on board, gave us an awful lot of help. He curated the music, built the stages, organized nearly all of the technical end of the festival stuff. And with his help and my wife's support, we and her family were involved in all the preparations. We ran an awesome event that year, and it was our wedding, and it was very special.
Okay, but like the point about it is that then you said, listen, we can do that, we can do it again. Let's do it in 2020 again. And we all know what happened in 20 and 21. So regardless of even how much preparation you might have had for 2020, did you learn a lot more in the last 2 years that now you're doing the first big non-wedding one that you really know exactly what you're doing?
Absolutely, Dave. In its own way, like it was the silver lining of the dark cloud of the pandemic that we got a chance to kind of compose ourselves and put a bit more depth into it and research what we wanted and not rush into the idea of it, because a year runs around really quickly. And when we were planning for 2020, let's put it this way, the evolution that we've had in the last couple of years, we've been able to put on a much bigger, much more amazing show with that extra couple of years to prepare for it. So one good thing to come out of the pandemic was this awesome.
Okay, so let's see how big it is. What are we talking about? You have a second stage, do you? Maybe even more than that.
We have two music stages. Yeah, we have the main stage on the Mount, as we call it, and the Oak stage, or the second stage, is further down at the back of the site, and it's in under a load of these big, fully mature oak trees, and it's kind of sheltered into that area. So that's
okay. Well, let's take a look at it, because this is where, obviously, I presume you grew up there, did you?
Yeah, this is my family home.
Yeah. Okay. And I presume, like, maybe when you were playing as a kid, the playground is where the main stage is now.
Up on the Mount, that was my spot for going and chilling out and having crack and learning to mountain bike down the side of it.
Yeah. And I presume what you're trying to do is create something real, but you were looking at a venue, if you like, for a commercial festival. Is it like, I mean, you can buy tickets and go to your garden, can we?
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely. The tickets are available on our website, or tickets.ie.
Right.
And this was what happened at the wedding festival. We at the end of it, we were the only regret we had was that we hadn't had more people at it. We had such an amazing show, and the guests that were there had such a good time. We said, "Ah, oh, it would have been great if we could have brought in the whole community into it." So that was the idea, to take that positivity and that love effect from the wedding.
Okay, I'm guessing that the whole community is behind you, but I'll get to that in a second or two. First of all, when is it? When is the festival taking place?
It's on next Friday.
I've lost you for a second. It's on next Friday. Yeah. Is it Saturday and Sunday as well?
No, it's Friday and Saturday.
Oh, Friday and Saturday. Is there camping overnight in the back garden, yeah?
Yeah. Right. We have free camping. It's not actually in the garden, but it's in a big field right adjacent to the site. So it's like a 10-yard walk from the campsite to the festival site.
Okay, and I presume there's a lot more than just the music, and I'll get to that too. But do either of you have a background in festivals? I mean, like, have you ever been to one? Has Sharon ever been to one?
I was at a festival once years ago, and Sharon's been to a good few. She's a big festival goer when she was younger, and she used to bring her kids to it. But no, to be honest with you, I'm a farmer, Dave. I didn't have time to be going off the test.
That's the second time you said that, as though, listen, not guilty, Your Honour. I'm a farmer. Okay, hold on a second now. So you don't necessarily. So the name of it, first of all, I mean, it's brilliant. It's the Livestock Festival. Where'd you get that from?
I'd love to take credit for that myself. It's not my idea. We were joking around years ago in one of the bars in Ockram when we were young lads. And I think they were running a reenactment of the Woodstock Festival. And one of the lads, he just said, "Oh, we should do something like that and we could call it Livestock." And we all thought it was very funny. That was Thomas Dolan. And I just remember the name when we came up with the idea of the wedding festival. And it fits in, you know, it's got a couple of entendres, probably a triple entendre there.
Yeah, right, indeed. And by the way, if this continues, which I'm sure you'd like it to do, were you renewing your wedding vows on an annual basis?
No, we're just running it like it's our little wedding anniversary celebration. We won't be. No, we made our vows. They're stuck. There's no need to renew.
Once is enough, says you. Okay.
Let's take a look at this then.
Like, the festival is supporting what you'd call independent artists. These days, I don't know what that means, because your average musician these days doesn't go near a record company. But anyway, was that important to you when you were deciding what this festival was going to be, that these people were doing their thing and no ties and no major contracts? Is that it?
Yeah, it's kind of it. I guess, yeah, like a lot of the bands that we kind of like or whatever that we have on the lineup, we have our headliners, but we have the mostly local bands that play the pub scene and various festival scenes around. Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, just supporting what's going on. Irish music, Irish artists, and giving them a platform to just do their thing. And yeah, it was.
Sounds like kind of Paul McCartney last night. He brought on Dave Grohl and Bruce Springsteen. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but you know, in fairness, Dave, the price of the tickets would have to go up a bit more than they are at the moment to pay for Bruce Springsteen and Paul McCartney, I think.
Okay, so it's a lot of kind of amazing original artists from more or less around the West Coast-ish, is that it?
Yeah, that's exactly. Right. East Galway is where we are, so we're kind of bringing a bit of a festival vibe back west of the Shannon. An awful lot of the festivals are east of the Shannon for some reason.
Yeah.
And as far as we know, this is the only overnight camping festival in Galway. There's a few more cropped up this year in the West in general, in Sligo and Roscommon. But I think we're the only one that are overnight camping in Galway.
So you're near Ockram, in the townland of what?
Liskelly is the name of the townland, Liskelly Farm. And we're about 2 miles from Ockram.
Right.
Maybe 4 or 5 miles from Ballinasloe.
And have you got loads of buses coming from Ballinasloe and loads of buses coming from Ockram? No, you don't.
No need. No, there is. We're looking into running shuttles from. Yeah. There's a train station in Ballinasloe and there's a bus stop in Ockram. So there's the possibility of shuttle buses. One of the local bus companies is trying to help us out with dropping people up and down from the public transport areas.
Do you know, I know a lot of people who are into festivals in many ways, and this is the kind of festival that so many people I know would absolutely love. So let's take a look at one of the most important parts, not the most important, but one of the most important, the artists and the bands who are performing. Who will be there? Just give me the names of some acts that you know.
I'll run down our headliners. Our big names are Keela.
All right.
Deadly, love that band. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Keela, Jiggy, another sort of a contemporary trad band. We have the Bog Bodies. They're from over the road in Tipperary.
Yeah.
The Barley Mob, I saw those recently. I'm so excited to have those guys playing. We have the Galway Street Club, the John Keneally Inc. Bunos Kion, they played at our wedding. They were the highlight of the whole thing. They play awesome, awesome music. Martin Staunton, he's again from a neighbouring parish. He used to play with the Lost Parade Band. Tom Portman, John of the Apocalypse, Oski Bravo, the Chase Nova Band. There's the Evoke Band. They're quite a young lads from over in Loughrea, just the next town over.
Wow, awesome. That's a lot.
Yeah, there's over 35 or six. I've actually lost count of how many.
And when you say it was the most important thing of the weekend, I would have assumed that the most important thing of the weekend was, do you, Cormac Jennings, take you, Sharon Sweeney? But obviously not. Okay, fair enough.
Oh, God, no, it's all about the music and the crack. You know, yeah, I do take Sharon Sweeney.
Okay, sure, fair enough. Now, obviously other stuff, and the place is big enough for other stuff. Outside of music, what can people expect from the festival?
There's always, that's the thing about festivals, isn't it? That it's not just music. There's a bit of entertainment there for absolutely everyone, all ages, all interests. We have traditional craft demonstration. We've been putting this is something that came together really nicely over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
We have pole lathing, we have longbow making, we have an iron forge maker, or an iron forge blacksmith, I suppose you call him. We got in touch very recently with a really sweet guy, an old guy, but making butter and talking about heritage potatoes. And one of my favorite guys is going to be there. He's a guy called Tim from Tang, and he's going to be smelting iron. I didn't even know this was a thing until I got chatting to him. He's going to build a furnace on the Friday and smelt down a bit of iron over the weekend and have that produce at
right.
The end of the
Ting
festival.
From Tang, yeah?
Yeah, Tim from Tang.
Tim! I thought you said Ting. I was going, what the hell is Ting from Tang?
Tim.
Oh, Tim. All right, oh, fair enough. I good man, Tim.
Oh,
yeah.
You know Tim, yeah.
Everybody knows Tim. Okay, so wait a minute now. Longbow making, I love it. Butter churning.
Yeah.
You've got Tai Chi. What else? You've got pottery making. Is that it? What's spoon carving? Or is that a stupid question, isn't it?
Carving a spoon.
I knew you were going to say that. I walked right into it. Damn it. I should have recorded this. We could have taken that out. Okay, so spoon carving is carving a spoon.
Yeah, we have a whole traditional woodworking section where guys are going to be setting up pole lathes and making chairs and old traditional woodcraft.
Right,
and there's two or three guys doing a demonstration on that. There's the range of workshops and activities. We have yoga, meditation, West African drumming. There's dance, West African dance, Afro-Brazilian dance. There's pottery, basket weaving, poetry walk. There's storytelling. There's a nature walk, which goes up into this really nice area that I planted it the year that I met Sharon. There's 25 acres of oak woodland that was planted in 2014, I think, and we're going to run a nature walk up through there with a guy that's going to talk people through what's happening in that area of the land.
Wow.
Yeah, it's extensive.
And you didn't even mention the Viking village area. There's that too, isn't there, right?
Yeah, the Viking village. There's everything. There's a whole other kind of art exhibition. This is Sharon's baby. She really wanted this part. So we've sectioned off part of this 25-acre oak forest, and she's with a friend of hers, Ingela Sternberg. They've curated this amazing art exhibition that I'm actually going to spend the rest of the day today building and finalizing before they bring the artwork in.
There's a lot, let's say. Okay, then this is a working farm, you know, and so is Michael Eavis's place, a working farm, and he has to, every 5 years or so, he takes a year or two off to let the cows graze again at the Glastonbury Festival. So how will the animals handle all their visitors?
The animals won't even know it's happening. They'll be off up at the back of the farm in a lovely field of grass, and they'll be
under sedation, will they?
Yeah, it would be under no, it'd be just away from anywhere, so nobody need be afraid of any angry cows coming and
Right, indeed.
stopping
Okay,
all
well,
the
look, I'll
fun.
tell you what, like, as you say, there's 25 acres of trees and a move towards kind of more natural farming methods as well. And as all of, like, you know, you want to, you're very into the rewilding, etc., more sustainable way of using the land. And you're very passionate about that, I know. But we're getting near the news, so I've got to go quick because I shouldn't have played the Two Troubles earlier. How challenging then has it been to put the festival on together? You sound very kind of calm. Sunday afternoon, what time is it there? 5 to 2.
Relax.
What?
It's Dave, we have an amazing team put together. We have myself and my wife and her kids are giving us a big dig out. Jack Sweeney, her eldest son, is doing all the graphics and the artwork. Barrow of Lania, he's curating all the music. Ingle is doing the art curation.
All right. Well,
The
listen, I'll tell you what. Hold
social
on a second.
media is run by
The social media as well, of course. Okay, the weather for next weekend. Stupid question in Ireland, isn't it? How the hell do you know what the weather's going to be like next weekend?
Because my mother's been lighting candles for the last 6 months.
Does it work?
And oh God, Jack got me through my leaving cert years ago. So yeah, look, we had the wet weekend this weekend and God, it was wet.
Right.
But even so, it's even if it rains, look, the land is good quality East Galway land. It's not soggy or anything. There'll be no mud bath
Yeah,
no matter what the weather
funny, I
is.
was looking at a bit of Glastonbury on the telly there the other day, and what do you call it, Crowded House were playing, and one of their biggest songs is Four Seasons in One Day. Yesterday, like, I went to a gig last night in Fairview in Dublin. It was freezing outside, but it was great inside this big tent. It was really sunny an hour or two beforehand. It was lashing rain about an hour or two before that, and it was incredibly windy. Four Seasons in One Day. I mean, you just haven't got a clue what's going to happen. So the best of luck next weekend. I presume you want to go
Okay, Dave.
further than 2022. You want to go right on, do you?
Oh, Dave, absolutely. I would love this to be successful and be able to use this to support a few plans that I have with the farm to sort of
Yeah.
move away from production-based farming and kind of let that rewilding that I started in 2014, let that happen across the whole farm,
All right,
perhaps.
well, let's take a look at this here. People can get tickets and find out more at livestockfestivalgalway.com. And Facebook is Livestock Liz Kelly, is it? That's, I mean, at Livestock Liz Kelly, and the Instagram is at Livestock Music Fest. But just check out livestockfestivalgalway.com and you'll find it all there. Cormac, listen, congratulations to yourself and also, of course, to Sharon, and the very best of luck next weekend, Friday and Saturday. I hope it goes really well.
Thank you very much, Dave. So you wouldn't know, we might see you down there, would we?
You'd never know. No, I'm going to a wedding next Friday, actually. So, but
Okay,
it's
well,
not
sure.
down there. All right, good
Enjoy
luck. Take it easy.
that.
Thanks a million. Bye. Bye.
Dave Fanning on 2FM.